Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
So in today's gospel reading, we have an example of the disciples lacking faith. They bring the boy to Jesus and say that the disciples were not able to cure him of the demon, and so Jesus takes care of it, and the disciples later on go on and ask Jesus, why were we not able to do it? And he tells them because they lack faith. Now, this really, kind of in a sense, it means they could, right? They could have done it, but they lacked faith. As I think about this, I recall a time when I was invited to participate in kind of a prayer healing exercise on a retreat. Someone was teaching me how, and others, I was actually leading the retreat, but we had invited this guest to come in and just share a little bit about this healing ministry, this healing prayer that they do. And I just remember this all going down, where basically what happened was she shared how the prayer works, and she asked for volunteers of who would want to be prayed with and then who could do the prayer. And I remember just being so frustrated because it just seems so out of place, or like I just looked at the reality. So in the situation that I was in, there was a boy who desired prayer for his knees. He was a basketball player in high school, and his dream, lifelong dream, was essentially to play college ball. But he had some medical issues with his knees, and so he stood up and asked for prayers. Now, this kid was pretty quiet the whole time throughout the retreat, but I had been meeting with him throughout the retreat, and I just knew that this was really big. Like, this boy desired this in his life, and he, in that moment, stood up and had faith in asking Jesus to heal him. But my frustration was the fact that kind of one of the people who were picked to kind of lead the healing prayer over this individual, they just weren't really paying attention throughout the retreats. Just in my mind, I just thought, like, this is the last person who, like, has any clue what they're doing. And it was a very clear, like, judgment on my part, but I just remember being so frustrated. I wanted this so badly for the boy, and I thought, if this is going to work, we need this, this, and this in place, and then maybe it'll work. And just everything about it just seemed very off and frustrating to me. So I kind of volunteered as one of the adults to go and be with these individuals. And we kind of had this small group do this prayer, and it was very, like, confusing. The whole thing just to me was just frustrating. And I was trying to make sure that the person was kind of, like, saying the right words or asking the questions right and things like that. And he just didn't. Like, he literally didn't really know what he was doing. So needless to say, I left that whole prayer experience very frustrated. There wasn't any sign of any healing or anything that happened. I just remember thinking, like, we got to get this right. it wasn't about like, did I have faith that God could heal this person? I don't even know if I could have really answered that question or not, if I believe that or not. But I did believe that if things are going to work, they need to be set up right. They need to be ordered right or something in that sense. So a couple of weeks later, I call and I'm making a call to a parish, and this boy's mom picks up. She works at this parish, and I wasn't calling for the boy's mom, but the boy's mom picked up, and I just happened to ask her while I was waiting for the person I was calling. I just said, well, what did your son think about the retreat? And she talked about how he enjoyed it. And I said, well, we had this kind of prayer experience and I didn't really know what was going on. And I was just so frustrated by it. And I just wanted to make sure that he didn't leave frustrated as well. And if he had any questions, I wanted to talk to him about it. And she just said, well, what kind of thing was it? And I said, well, it was a healing prayer ministry. And she just, you could tell there's this long silence on the phone, and she just stopped. She breathed a little bit and she said, Eric, it's just crazy that you bring that up, because just the other day we were at the doctor appointment to get kind of next steps from the doctor, and they did their tests and there's nothing wrong with his knees anymore. And I just think today how much I lacked faith that day. But yet Jesus still healed him. I lacked faith, but Jesus still healed him. The boy didn't lack faith. He stood up and asked Jesus to do the healing. The young man who was leading the prayer that didn't follow directions correctly, like, he had faith. God acted. And I'm just moved today to want to participate in that goodness. I want to have faith. I want God's work to be done through me. Let us pray. Lord, give us faith today. Give us a faith that will move mountains, that will heal individuals, and that will renew the people's faith on this earth. Give us faith, Jesus. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.